Will Durham is a well-known player in Nevada's neon scene. He's the executive director of Nevada Neon Project, which has had an exciting year. The organization helped pass a law last month making neon the state element and has plans to open a neon museum in Reno. Holly Hutchings talked with Durham about what draws him to this vibrant element.
Will, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You got your first sign, the Swimmer, from the Zephyr Motel, not in an effort to preserve neon, but to jazz up a rec room at your friend's house. Is that right?
Well, it was a house that we shared, and I ended up with this giant sunroom. It was about 700 square feet, and my bedroom section took about 200 square feet of that, so I had all this other room to fill with interesting objects.
So how did that one casual purchase turn into this huge collection endeavor?
Well, I think with anything, once you open your eyes to something and you become aware that you really start noticing. And during that time, there was significant change in downtown Reno and also along 4th Street. So I started becoming aware of all the other neon signs that were in danger. And I realized that there was a possibility of this being bigger than just preserving one cool neon sign. I just started to realize, like, you know, these are kind of in danger of being lost. It kind of made me sad and scared me a little bit because I thought, you know, these should really be preserved by someone. And it's always that they should preserve these. And then I realized that maybe they is me in this case.
Let's talk about being called a collector.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really love that title, do you?
I don't really think that it explains fully what I do. A collector seems passive to me, like someone that buys signs at auctions or on eBay. But I'm actually out there preserving these signs and working hard to make sure that they're saved. I've never sold a sign. I've never traded for signs. These are signs that were in danger of either being destroyed or being purchased and taken away and sold maybe online. But I'm actually out there, you know, bleeding and getting dirty to save these things. So collecting them is not, it's a much broader endeavor than just collecting them.
So tell me what you have sacrificed for this.
For this project, I've sacrificed a tremendous amount of free time. It certainly cost a lot of money just to do all the things that need to keep this up, like the storage and even taking them down. But, you know, there's been a lot of sacrifices in to pursue this, but it's also provided a lot of opportunities, too. Overall, it's well worth it, but it hasn't been without deep costs. But this project is what I'm meant to do. And so when we're able to do this, it will make it all worth it, that it was time well spent in the long run. Sometimes you can't see that when you're too close to it, but in the end, I think it will reveal itself to be a project that was worth all the time and effort.
What's the biggest challenge you've encountered in your efforts?
Space. The biggest challenge has been space to store these because some of them are giant and some of them are very heavy and some of them are very awkward. So it's not just like being able to stack them on pallets. Because the goal is always to have these out as soon as possible, but there is that time when they just need to be protected.
So, Will, even if we all agree that the signs are great, why are they worthy of all this attention and effort and a future museum?
Well, that was something that took a little bit for me to come around. You know, I used to kind of convince myself like, hey, you know, these are interesting. They should be in a museum. And the more that I looked at them and I've been around them, I started to realize how historically significant they were, because these signs represent properties and businesses that were real pioneers in Nevada that really shaped our state. They really are a part of our cultural heritage and collective history, because this is the backdrop of a lot of our lives. You know, our lives played out, you know, downtown these weren't just downtown, they're all over. And then I started to also realize that they're artistically significant too, that there's so many different artists and craftsmen that contribute. This is a way to honor our history and also an industrial art that was taken to new heights in Nevada. And they're just fun. They're beautiful. I mean, these signs they're playful. They have, you know, they represent this optimism that Nevadans have always had, you know, the vision of a brighter tomorrow. And so it was like this enthusiasm and this Western dream. And I think that these signs really represent that dream.
Will Durham, Executive Director of the Nevada Neon Project, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Been a lot of fun.
That was Holly Hutchings talking with Will Durham of the Nevada Neon Project.